This Week in the Civil War, on Monday, November 2, 1863, at the mouth of the Rio Grande River in South Texas, General Nathaniel Banks' 3,500-man Union Expeditionary Force successfully occupied the island of Brazos Santiago, gaining a toehold in Confederate Texas. After his defeat in September at Sabine Pass, Banks reversed himself, opting to invade Texas near the Mexican border with the intention of island hopping eastward along the coastline. Given the sparse population, the rewards of such an endeavor initially would be slim, but Banks would be moving towards his New Orleans base of support, which would encourage his men to fight harder and faster to hasten their return. Encountering virtually no resistance, a triumphant Banks notified Washington that the Union flag floated over Texas, stating, "Our enterprise has been a complete success." This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.